91X News.
It's 16 degrees and hazy outside at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros. One man is seriously injured after a shooting at a Bayside residence in Quinte West on Highway 2 yesterday afternoon. A suspect ran away but was later arrested. He now faces attempted murder and firearms charges. More details are expected later today on the shooting from Quinte West OPP Police. A 42-year-old woman is dead after a car collision on Highway 7, 1 kilometer east of Deloro Road, between Madoc and Marmara on Friday. Tracy Ann Clinton of Rockhaven Crescent in Marmara died of her injuries after a pickup truck heading east crossed the center line and hit her car heading west. The male driver of the pickup truck remains in a Kingston hospital. The collision continues under investigation. A Trenton woman is facing charges of intoxicated driving after a collision in Grafton yesterday evening. One vehicle hit another from behind on Highway 401 going west. 43-year-old Sandra Hussey is charged with impaired driving and operating a vehicle above alcohol limits. An automatic 90-day suspension is also imposed. Hussey is expected to be in court on April 11th in Coburg. While March may be famous for its Final Four, as it turns out, five is just as exclusive. The Village of Stirling has made it to the Final Five of the Craft Hockeyville competition.
Stirling has been named the representative from Ontario. It will join reps from the Pacific region, Quebec, the West, and the Atlantic provinces. The five were chosen from over 220 entries. Stirling Mayor Rodney Cooney says winning would be a big achievement for the town.
No, it'd be unreal when a small little town of us of 4,900 people can come out on top of all of Canada. I think it's a real feather in your cap.
Stirling's campaign for Hockeyville started as a tribute to longtime arena manager, the late Barry Wilson. Current arena manager Richard Dean says the project would make Wilson, a cornerstone of the community, proud.
Well, Barry and I worked together for 25 years. If anybody was community-oriented, it was Barry. It was all about the community, all about this arena, and all about the people that come into it.
The winner will receive $100,000 in arena upgrades. Dean says that the rec center could use some renovations.
We want to do a new front entrance way, wheelchair accessibility. We want to increase the size of our dressing rooms. We're going to extend out our front wall, increase the dressing room size for the kids, larger shower area, that sort of thing, and then we want to put another dressing room in.
Should Stirling come out victorious, the town will host an NHL preseason game. As for who would participate in the game, local Adam Becker has a few teams in mind.
The Leafs would be my favorite team. I'd like to see them there, and Leafs and Habs or Leafs and Sens would be perfect. Those are the closest teams to Stirling.
The winner will be announced on March 31st. John Baldrick, 91X News.
The president of Fanshawe College says officials are taking action following St. Patrick's Day rioting near the school's campus in London, Ontario. Howard Rundell told a news conference he's disappointed and angered by the actions of students who have put the school's reputation at risk.
Sadly, I must say, the actions of some of our students not only endangered themselves, but put our emergency responders and our community at great risk. This is unacceptable. It will not be tolerated. It will not be excused, and we will not have those people as students of this college.
Authorities say an alcohol-fueled crowd of 1,000 lit a huge street fire and attacked police and firefighters who tried to intervene. Angry Avia's fleet performance workers are protesting in Montreal this morning after a company abruptly ceased operations yesterday. About 2,400 workers are out of work after Avia's, which provides maintenance for Air Canada, closed its factories in Montreal, Winnipeg, and Vancouver. More than two-thirds of the jobs are being lost in Montreal. The union representing the workers says the move comes after Air Canada decided to subcontract some of its work offshore. The sentencing of disgraced former hockey coach Graham Janes for sexual abuse won't be shown on television. Judge Catherine Carlson has ruled that live TV cameras won't be allowed in the Winnipeg courtroom during the sentencing on Tuesday. The decision means the public won't get a chance to see James, who has been able to hide his face whenever he's been out in the open. James pleaded guilty in December to sexually abusing two former players, including retired NHL star Theo Fleury. Statistics Canada says wholesale sales slipped 1% in January to $49 billion, largely because of lower sales of motor vehicles and parts. Jerry Smith of the Canadian Press reports.
It's the second decrease in 3 months after a general upward trend that began last May. In volume terms, wholesale sales slipped 1% in January. Six of the seven subsectors representing almost all wholesale sales posted decreases. Most of the decline, it came in the automotive and miscellaneous subsectors where sales fell 3%. Wholesale sales declined in six provinces in January, with most of the decreases in central and western Canada. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
Concerns about a serial killer have emerged after a gunman on a motorcycle opened fire in front of a Jewish school in France. A rabbi, his two young sons, and another child were killed this morning in Toulouse. It follows two similar shooting attacks in the region last week that killed three French paratroopers of Arabic descent. French prosecutors are studying possible terrorist links, but the motive for today's attack is still unclear. The U.S. Army staff sergeant, suspected of killing 16 Afghan civilians, will have his first meeting with his lawyer today. Robert Bales is facing formal charges in an attack on two Afghan villages. A legal expert with the U.S. military says if his case goes on trial, it will be in the United States. The 10-year veteran hasn't been charged yet in the shootings, which threatened to upend American policy over the war. That's 91X News to 1206. Keenan Weaver has sports next.
Hi, my name is Marissa. I'm 12 years old. When I was 6 years old, in my first week of grade 1, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. I wear an insulin pump to manage my blood sugars and keep me alive. But insulin is not a cure. It is a treatment.
Jazz Hair Studio will be providing haircuts and feather extensions for donations to Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation on Tuesday, March 20th at the Shark Tank Pub from 10 to 3. Come support diabetes research to find a cure. Sponsored by Jazz Hair Studio on the cutting edge of downtown Belleville.
Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls finished off their regular season game strong with three wins in the last week. They beat the Oshawa Generals 3-2 in overtime here in town last Wednesday, saw the Frontenacs in Kingston and won 4-3 in a shootout. They kept the momentum strong when they crushed the Sudbury Wolves 2-0. They head into the playoff series on Thursday when they face off against the 67s starting in Ottawa. In the NHL, Ray Whitney scored in regulation and added the shootout winner as the Phoenix Coyotes bounced back from a two-goal deficit to defeat the Edmonton Oilers 3-2 last night. Rafi Torres also scored for the Coyotes, who let pass Los Angeles, San Jose, and Colorado into the seventh playoff spot in the Western Conference. Torres says Whitney's goal sparked the third period comeback.
Turning point is a big goal by Ray. You know, he was probably our hardest working player all game, and you know he gets rewarded with that. So, and you see a guy like that giving his all every shift. It's inspiring.
Also in the NHL, the Flyers beat Pittsburgh 3-2 on home ice. The Blackhawks scored 5 goals against Washington's 2. Carolina stopped the Jets 4-3 in Winnipeg, and the Coyotes struck the Oilers 3-2 in Edmonton. There are 6 games on the NHL lineup tonight, including Toronto visiting Boston, Vancouver heading to Minnesota, Washington meets the Red Wings in Detroit, and the Devils hit up New York. It was an exciting week for basketball fans as March Madness finished off its first week. Bit of a recap leading into the Sweet 16. Michigan State beat St. Louis 65-61, Florida crushed Norfolk 85-50, UNC got 87 points against Creighton 73, and Ohio beat South Florida 62-56. March Madness continues on Thursday, where St. Louis sees Michigan State. Florida takes on Marquette, Wisconsin faces Syracuse, and Cincinnati will take on Ohio State. In the NBA, Dwayne Wade scored 14 of his 31 points in the fourth quarter. Chris Bosh added 23 points, and the Miami Heat beat the Orlando Magic 91-81 last night to extend their home winning streak to 13 games. Wade says he made an effort to play with more tenacity in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, just trying to do what I'm able to do to help us win. So, I felt there were certain times in the game I wasn't as aggressive, so I wanted to get aggressive late.
Friends and family will say goodbye to Canadian skier Nick Zorichik today. A funeral service is slated for the 29-year-old from Toronto who died on March 10th from head-on injuries after crashing in a World Cup ski cross event in Switzerland. And in Olympic news, Saudi Arabia could send female athletes and officials to the Olympics for the first time after talks with the IOC on a list of potential competitors for the London Games. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Brunei have never included women on their Olympic teams, but the International Olympic Committee is now hopeful that all three will send women to London this summer. That's all for sports. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. Here's Jose de Barros with 91x weather.
Today it'll be cloudy, becoming a mix of sun and cloud. This morning, fog patches dissipating this morning, and a high of 19, except 13 near Lake Ontario. Tonight, a few clouds with fog patches developing overnight, and a low of 8. And Tuesday, increasing cloudiness early in the morning, with fog patches dissipating in the morning, a high of 20, except 14 near Lake Ontario. At 12:09, it's 16 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Jose DeBarros with Keenan Weaver. News is next at 1 o'clock.